Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I think we've all done stupid things for bets during our time. You know, your mate will challenge you to do something
for
money or whatever, and you go and do it.
And the first words said are, "Here, hold my beer."
So this is a story out of Russia.
Yes.
19-year-old Russian student. Mm. Now, he's won a bet with his best mate, and the bet was that he had to eat his tracksuit.
Eat your tracksuit?
Eat your tracksuit.
What?
apparently the story goes that this Russian student, this was the only outfit, this is the only clothing that he wore was his tracksuit. His blue and white running tracksuit.
Favourite tracksuit by the sounds of it.
So his mate said, "I bet you wouldn't eat it."
Mm.
And
the mate
Peter
said,
went, "Yeah, I'll have a crack at that." Or he probably went, "Don't have a crack at that." That's a pretty ordinary Russian accent, I know, but it's the best we can do at short notice.
We couldn't get a Russian in here at short notice, yeah.
So it took Peter Renkoff 8 days to consume his favourite blue and white running outfit. And it also took him 6 bottles of tomato sauce to make it more palatable down. Because, I've tried a tracksuit on its own, and it does need a sauce.
You know, just a gravy or a tomato sauce.
As Manu would say, "Where's the sauce? Where's the sauce?" And do you know what he got for that?
No, what was the bet?
It's for his effort, for eating his tracksuit.
Yeah.
It's worked out to be the equivalent of about $60 Australian.
Really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't even buy another tracksuit.
No. So he's won the bet with his mate and eaten his favourite tracksuit. And for his trouble, he's only pocketed $60.
Nah, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You've got to make it worthwhile.
Well, how much? Oh. And now you've opened yourself right up here, big fella. How much would you want for eating your tracksuit?
Well, you know, it really depends. I need something more than $60. I mean, if I'm going to get rid of my Adidas.
Your Adidas, yeah.
You know, I need to upgrade. I need to go to Nike.
I'm thinking because you wear your Adidas Roams.
Oh, no.
And like you've had
I can't eat my Roams.
No, you've had the original Adidas Roams. Yes. You've had them so long that they've been in fashion, gone out of fashion, come back in fashion, gone out of fashion, and have come back in fashion again. That's how long you've had them. You've gone through 3 cycles.
Yeah.
Is it ever likely that we could dish up the Adidas Roams like an entree or a main somewhere? That
you cannot get rid of, in particular, you cannot eat the Adidas Roams.
No.
They
not
are
to be touched.
Not to be touched.
Not to they be they on are the bet exclusion zone, are they? What about your bum bag?
I still got that.
Would you tuck into that for me?
Yeah, nah.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to take the show to the Kildare Catholic to the Kildare Catholic College Hall, which of course will be set up ready for night one tomorrow of Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2018. So what we hope to do tomorrow,
is
I guess a lot of the focus has been on the 12 celebrities. The 12 acts who will be performing over the next few nights for us. But there's an enormous amount of people who work behind the scenes, so we might try and catch up with them tomorrow. So I'm talking here about all the people. It's a very small committee, so the people on the committee who put the show on.
Yeah.
There's about 100 people working behind the scenes of the show. So
you don't realise how big it is.
Yeah, it's a big job.
Wow.
Big show to roll out. So there's a lot of volunteers. And quite honestly, we wouldn't be able to put the show on if it wasn't for the volunteers. So we've got all the volunteers. So this is like your bar staff, the table runners. So they're the people who collect all the money and everything else off the tables. The ushers, the people who take the audience to their seats. The people who clean, there's heaps of people who work behind the scenes. And then, of course, you've got the production element of the show, your band, your sound, your lights, the audio-vis. There's a lot of people who work behind the scenes. So hopefully tomorrow we can catch up with some of those people.
So we're going to be broadcasting there from 6 o'clock?
Yes.
In the morning?
Yeah.
In the morning.
There's not much happening at the Kildare College Hall, school holiday time.
You just like to point out I haven't been to school for a long time.
Yes, it'll be be novel for you. So, yeah, show with a little bit of a difference tomorrow as we try and catch up with some of the people who work behind the scenes on putting Wagga Wagga Takes Two together.
Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish, he
arrives in town today.
He is a guest judge.
So, Adam is, if you're lucky enough to have a ticket to the show, Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish, who, of course, we all remember the last couple of years at Rocket the Races. He just wows everybody. Adam, we've been trying to get Adam to be part of the show for a couple of years now. It finally has fitted in with his schedule. So he's here with us this year. He'll open the show.
Yeah.
He'll judge.
Right.
And then he will do a set for us towards the end of the night.
Okay. Mm. And are we likely to sort of catch up with him tomorrow morning?
Oh, let me have a chat to him tonight. Late. And I'm sure he'll come in. He'll come in for me. I don't know about you. And if you are lucky enough to have a ticket, we had a big night last night. It was the first night in the hall with everybody. So the first night that we've actually seen the acts as they're going to be presented. So first night with the act, with the dancers, with the band, with the lights and everything. And there is some good stuff in there. Really good cross-section of entertainment. Some unbelievable stuff.
It's all getting real now for the, yeah, for
it
the
is,
entrance.
It is getting real. I'll tell you what, it's a pretty big commitment from our team here because with our three brands here, so Triple M, Hit and Nine News, we've got quite a few people involved in the show. Chris, our new sales rep, he's in the show. We've got Grace from Nine News Riverina, Grace yep. Fitzgibbon. She's involved in the show. And, of course, Herbie is involved in the show. And then you've got Paddo from Nine News, who's doing all the audio visual. Lee's doing a little bit.
Jeez.
I'm up on stage, of course, as the MC. So it's a big big involvement from the staff here. And the three acts, so Grace, Herbie, and Chris, their acts are pretty damn good, I must say.
Is that why we're broadcasting live there tomorrow morning? Is it because that way we know you're at work?
Yeah, it's just probably... Actually, this week it's probably easier to have a staff meeting at Kildare Catholic College Hall in the lead-up to Wagga Takes Two than it is to have one here. If you are lucky enough to have a ticket, you're in for a great night, whichever night you're coming. If you're looking for some tickets, probably... And it happens every year.
Yeah.
Occasionally, there's the odd ticket that pops up. I would suggest one thing that you should do is get in contact with the celebrity who's... that you might be going to see in the show. See if they've got a spare ticket or they know of a spare ticket. And also keep an eye out on the Wagga Wagga Takes Two Facebook page because any spare ticket that becomes available, we will let you know about it and you'll be able to maybe grab a ticket that way.
And we want all the tables full. We want all the seats taken because it's a fundraiser. Yeah. And every seat taken means more money for the local charities.
That's right. All right, so big three nights ahead of us. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night for Thomas Brothers, Wagga Wagga Takes Two for 2018. And we'll be live from the Kildare Catholic College Hall tomorrow ahead of opening night for Wagga Takes Two. Now, Cherie, after today, you're off for a couple of days?
Yes.
But you're back for Wagga Takes Two.
No,
Saturday
unfortunately,
night.
I'm not.
Oh, you're missing the show. You're still missing the show.
I am.
I've bloody done everything in my power to get you to the show, and you're still not there.
So, I did buy tickets to Supernova before I realised it was on the same day.
Bloody Supernova.
Now, Supernova is this geek convention, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a Comic-Con and Pop Culture Expo in Melbourne.
And what happens at the Supernova?
Well, there's superstar guests, as they're called, and
right.
from all different. There's literary guests, comic book guests,
Patrick
TV, and
is Patrick Dangerfield going to be?
No.
Right. Okay. So,
no, but people from sci-fi and fantasy shows, anime, comic books,
and
that sort of thing.
Is there one particular person that you go, oh, I've got to see him?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually I bought a special pass to see the Doctor Who guests this year, which is Peter Capaldi, Pearl Mackie, and John Barrowman.
No.
Mm.
Wow. Where's Tom Baker?
So what 3:30 every afternoon, all you Doctor Who fans get round and round the phone box?
Will they have K-9 there? And
well, they actually have a Doctor Who fan zone with like Daleks and the TARDIS and all that sort of thing there. So you'll probably see a few pictures popping up over the weekend.
Yeah, no wonder you don't want to come to Wagga Takes Two when that's on.
That and it did cost me a fair bit for the pass that I bought, so I didn't really want to buy.
Did you buy it or did Mr. Cherie buy it for you?
No, I bought it.
Wow. Does he know that you are secretly a geek?
It's not a secret.
Well, look, you have fun because wow, that sounds like fun. We'll see you Monday then.
You will.
Wow.
That's if you're out by that time.
You're full of surprises, Cherie.
Without giving the price away, is it expensive to have your photo taken with Doctor Who?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm getting a photo with three of them, so it's fairly expensive.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Jeez. Cherie, I mean, I could use it as a down payment on a mortgage or something.
All right. Well, you have fun, and you can. I can hardly wait. Are you back on Monday?
Yes.
I want a full report on Monday. Full report.
Wow.
I'll have one ready.
Okay. In Melbourne, where? At what?
Showgrounds.
The Showgrounds.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Now, Cherie, so you're going to go down to Melbourne and see Doctor Who?
Yes.
Is that Medibank rebuttable?
When you were 12 years old, Leighton.
Right, 12, hang
12,
on.
Can 12, can you remember that?
Yeah. I'm there, yeah.
What was your big, you know, what could you do as a 12-year-old?
Oh, I could...
tie your shoe, could you tie your shoelaces?
I could tie my shoelaces.
That was about it, wasn't it?
Are you talking about freedoms? What sort of freedoms I had?
No, just... What was your big thing?
At 12, we'd just go out onto the street that we lived on, which was just suburban Sydney.
Yep.
And we'd take out two rackets and a tennis ball and just hit the ball up and down the street. Hit the ball up and down the street out front of the house, and when a car, you know, turned the corner, you'd sort of walk off the street, and when the car went past, you'd walk back on. Now, that same street, you got cars parked up and down at all the place, so there's no way you can hit the ball.
You can't pretend to be Roger Federer. Right, so let me get this right.
Ken Rosal, mate.
Right, so as a 12-year-old in your Dunlop Volleys, no doubt, that was your big claim to fame.
It wasn't a claim to fame, it was just what we did.
That's what you did as a 12-year-old.
That's what we did, yeah. Otherwise, we'd go down the park and other stuff.
Yeah, let me tell you about this 12-year-old. This is Ryan Tripp. Ryan's an American.
Yeah.
And what he's doing is he is crossing his country. So he's going from one side of America to another.
At 12.
And he's doing it on a ride-on lawnmower.
Wow.
Ryan is from a place called Beaver in Utah.
Yes.
And Ryan is missing quite a big slab of school time here because he's traveling on his $21,000 mower to raise money for a baby girl who lives in his community who needs a liver transplant. So he's decided that he's going to cross from one side of the country to the other side.
Yeah.
And it's America, so it's a pretty big place.
Big place.
And he's doing it on the ride-on lawnmower to raise money to help this baby girl in his town. He says, "I love it. I look at the country and I talk to my dad on the walkie-talkie." Walkie-talkie.
Well, maybe...
Haven't they got a mobile phone for the poor bugger?
Maybe dad's in the support vehicle out the front or out the back.
And he listens to music while he's driving his Victor across the wide open spaces of the good old US of A.
No, I couldn't do that when I was 12. At 12, once the streetlights came on, I had to come inside.
I just want to get back to your tennis because I've seen you play tennis and let's be honest,
Well, that's where you start, just hitting the ball up and down the street.
You'd be one of those blokes that would go out in the first round. Who was that chicky babe tennis player that married the singer, Iglesias? What was her name? Anna Kournikova or something.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah, but she couldn't play tennis for crap.
No, but she was hot.
Old first round Anna.
You didn't need to play tennis when you looked like that.
Yes. So, well, you can't even claim that either. You couldn't have even got a modelling contract out of your tennis career, Leighton, could you?
Needless to say, I've hung up the racket.
Yes.
You know, you learn at an early age where your talents lie.
Did you have a challenger?
Well, my sister.
No, the racket brand, the challenger.
No. Yeah. I wasn't very good at tennis.
No, you weren't. What did you just ask, Cherie?
Well, no, I just asked Cherie whether she'd been part of an exorcism. You know,
what the hell?
Well, it's just.
No, I can't say I have.
How about you go, good morning?
Good morning, Cherie. Have you ever been part of an exorcism?
Do you want me to perform one?
Yes. I've got some demons in here I'd like you to get out for me, Cherie, if you could.
No, apparently, this is not news related, Cherie, but.
You don't say.
Captain Obvious over here.
But apparently, 200 aspiring exorcists gathered this week for a week-long conference on the course of casting out demons from people who are possessed.
Well, thank you.
And they are now using the latest techniques to cast out those demons. They're now using mobile phones to do it.
Right.
So you don't have to have your priest there in the. I'm just thinking.
What, Siri does it? Hey, Siri, can you exorcise these demons out of my body?
That's going to be a bloody good antivirus program.
Catholic priests have attended this conference. Some of the topics included witchcraft, demonic possession, a step-by-step guide to casting out demons, and the use of cell phones during exorcisms.
Catholic... I would have liked to have sat in on that.
Catholic Church officials say the number of demonic possessions is on the rise. There's some money to be made.
Yes. Well, they've obviously sat round our network's board meetings. Because if you've ever been in one of those, there are some demons in there, I can tell you. Anyway, thank you for sharing that. Google that? So you've Googled exorcisms on your computer. Well, the IT department will be giving you a call later.
I just Googled exorcisms.
Why? At 7:19 in the morning are you going, oh, I know I'm going to Google exorcisms.
And unfortunately, the Linda Blair movie The Exorcist came up.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was 18 when that came out and I went... Because it was R-rated, I went and I was scared. When just in the cinema, exorcism, that was just a scary movie. And where she's tied to the bed and the turning of the head and the projectile vomiting was just scary. And the problem was that about 21 years later, they brought out to celebrate the 21st year of the release of The Exorcist, they released the director's cut. And all the way through the movie again, I wasn't shit scared. I was actually laughing my head off because the effects were so bad 21 years later. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, thanks. Sure. There's 3 minutes of our life.
There a point anywhere?
There's no point.
No, there is no point. There's 3 minutes of our life that we're never going
to
get
there's
back.
There's no point to anything I do.
But we are talking about Leighton, who gets scared watching an episode of Here's Humphrey.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.